Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where it looks like we may be getting our very own a trucker freedom convoy. Something like that. I don't know what they're going to call it, but apparently there are efforts to organize, maybe even beginning in Alaska. They had a bunch of truckers who got together in Anchorage, Alaska. The congressman, and there's only one from Alaska, was there, and so was the mayor of Anchorage, a Republican, somebody who's been outspoken on opposing public health measures related to COVID-19 for a while. You may remember he actually got involved with wearing yellow stars, trying to liken the oppression of people who are unvaccinated to the oppression of Nazis against Jewish people. All of this going on while leading officials in Canada, including the Prime Minister, are speaking out and saying that, you know what? No more foreign interference, because millions of dollars, and not just through GoFundMe, but through a number of other websites and sources, literally millions of dollars, it's a total of well over $10 million, have been flowing from the United States to support the truckers' convoy. We will be covering that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a backlash, and I'm actually very pleased to see it, from some very prominent Republicans who are talking about classifying the January 6th riot. And notice I'm not saying insurrection. I don't think that's accurate. I do think it was a riot, and it was violent. And it may have been involved with some kind of political issue involving who actually won the election. But violent it certainly was, a destructive riot it certainly was, a legitimate political dialogue it was not. It was not. And people who are suggesting that it was may be in a minority. My question to anybody out there is, why is it helpful right now? In other words, if you are one of those people who actually cares, as I do, about who controls the House of Representatives, I would much prefer to have Republicans under Kevin McCarthy control the House of Representatives than continue with the control of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. I want the Republicans to win. How does it help Republicans to win to basically throw two people out of the party, to just rip them to shreds, to imply that they are motivated by some kind of negativity? And for what? What do you gain? Who is it who is more likely to vote Republican come the fall because the Republican National Committee has made the bonehead decision to try to censure Liz Cheney, who could still win this race in Wyoming? And part of the reason for that is because there are so many different candidates running against her. And Adam Kinzinger is already retiring from Congress. So what exactly do you accomplish here? There's also breaking news about the Oscars. Apparently, they don't want anybody to watch the Academy Awards show. Last year, they had, I mean, by far the lowest audience on TV for the Oscars ever. It's kind of like the Olympics now. Now this year they just announced the Oscar nominees. They have 10 pictures. A number of those 10 pictures that are nominated for Best Picture are terrific. Like Belfast, A West Side Story is nominated. They're great films. Others, not so much. We will take a few minutes on that as well. And there is basically so much going on, and so much of it involves a needless destructiveness on the part of people in our political system at a time when we need some kind of unity and some kind of clarity in responding to the situation in the Ukraine, which is deadly serious and extraordinarily worrisome. Now people are saying that it may be that Vladimir Putin is waiting for his much-anticipated invasion until the Olympics are over. Now, that might be so people pay more attention to what he does in Ukraine. Why would he want that? And by the way, there are not that many people who are obsessed with the Olympics, though there is that interesting story of this extremely confused young lady who is Eileen Gu, teenage Olympian. She apparently is a wonderful athlete. She is born and raised in San Francisco. She has a mother who was born in China, a father who's American and what people call white, and she has decided to win her gold medals for China. Okay, we will get to that issue as well. Meanwhile, there's this, and I think it's important, trying to actually give his party a chance of winning back the United States Senate and allowing him to resume his role as majority leader, which is a role he's done spectacularly well for a long time. I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. Here is what he said about the decision by the Republican National Committee to call January 6th a legitimate protest and the censure of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Listen, this is clip 15.
That the RNC should be in the business of picking and choosing Republicans who ought to be supported. Traditionally, the view of the National Party Committees is that we support all members of our party, regardless of their positions on some issues.
Do you have confidence in her, Robert McDaniel, as chairman of the committee?
I do, but the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
And again, it's he's completely right, of course. It shouldn't be the job of the RNC. The job of the RNC should be to welcome more members of the Republican Party, regardless of their position on issues. And which issue would be important enough that you would think that if somebody disagrees with the majority of the party, even if on something passionate like the issue of gun control, would the party actually censure someone who voted for gun control and supported gun control? You might disagree with them. You might not want to support them for re-election. Fine. But actually, a resolution of censure, let's say it was an issue of government spending. It was voting for the Biden budget-busting buyback, Build Back Better bill. And somebody voted for that. Would that be grounds for throwing that person out of the party, or rather sitting down with him or her and talking about the political realities and about the realities of what that bill would do and what would be destructive about it? So is it only the idea that you might not support Trump if he runs again in 2024? And by the way, I am increasingly convinced that he won't. That all of this, that he is very, very involved. He wants to get a resounding vote of confidence by having the 100 different candidates, and there are 100 of them, that he has endorsed, have them win. Now, many of them are going to win because they have virtually no opposition, either on the Republican side or, in some cases, on the Democratic side. But whether he does or not, 3 years from now, three more years of this, there are even comments from some of the most popular people on Fox News that President Trump has gone over the line with some of his claims. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to the former top foreign policy aide to Mike Pence about ISIS, Ukraine, China, and more. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a report over at National Journal of Senate Republicans who have done the right thing, actually, which is kind of reassuring. They have distanced themselves, many of them, from the Republican National Committee, and the committee's comment that participants in the January 6th insurrection were engaged in legitimate political discourse. Okay, just think for a moment. You remember the QAnon Shannon? Jacob Chalmley, I think his last name was. And bare chest and lots of tattoos and furs and wearing a Viking helmet and carrying an American flag that he also used as a spear and a weapon. Legitimate political discourse? The Republicans want to be involved in defending that? Because people, you don't have to, for God's sake, you don't have to look at deep analysis or profound research. Just watch the videotape. This is not Republican. This is not conservative. It is not political discourse. It's childish idiocy. And what they report in National Journal is the Senate minority whip for the GOP, a terrific guy who, by the way, more and more talk about John Thune, that's who I'm talking about, the senator from South Dakota, the more and more talk about him, who he is running for re-election, he's very popular at home in South Dakota, he will clearly win re-election, but John Thune could be a very formidable contender for the presidency if he wanted to. I remember way back in 2016 there was talk about that. There was talk about that in 2012, in fact. But he didn't run. Maybe. Who knows? In any event, John Thune emphasized the need to look forward, not backward. While Senator John Cornyn of Texas, a former whip in the Senate, former Supreme Court judge in Texas, by the way, he rebutted the RNC's description of January 6th, saying it was not accurate. No, it was not legitimate political discourse. Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, colleague, Republican colleague of Joe Manchin, criticized the RNC's censure of Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and good for her. And the idea that there are voices that are speaking up against some of this extremism, listen to Brian Kilmeade. And Brian Kilmeade on Fox News, the co-host of Fox and Friends, and by the way, darn good author. I mean, his books on history are highly readable, and we've had the pleasure and honor of having Brian on our show to have him talk about those books. Well, now he's talking about the history of this moment in time, and he's concerned about the way that President Trump, who Brian Kilmeade has always supported, and always supported strongly, how President Trump is misusing his public platform right now, and in some cases, to tell outright lies. Listen, this is clip three.
I could not care less about party politics. I care about America, and right now, nobody cares about 2020. Nobody. And everything that he said and the challenges that he made should have been done before the election, and they did a recount in Arizona, and the recount showed no difference almost, and he came out and said it showed that they won Arizona. That's an outright lie. And please stop wasting our time with that, because he's capable of doing so much more.
Okay. It wasn't that they showed that it was almost the same. It actually showed that Biden gained votes. And not a lot of votes, but Biden actually got several hundred more votes, and Trump got fewer votes with the recount by the cyber ninjas, who then went out of business after they completed that much-discussed recount. Nikki Haley, who a lot of people have thought of as a presidential possibility for 2024, as far as I'm concerned, kind of less and less. Because the best she can do, she was on Fox News, and she was asked about Mike Pence's comments about Trump, where it's very clear that it's not a question of who told the truth and who told lies. It's a question of who is right and who is wrong. Mike Pence is right. There is no way that a vice president, any vice president, not if the vice president were Ivanka Trump, she would not have the power to overturn the election. So for Mike Pence to say that, that shouldn't be one of those things that's controversy at all. It's obvious. And he actually released before January 6th, he released a 3-page memo, but it was very concise. It was well written. I am sure he had some help with it. But it was explained why under the Constitution and under the Electoral Count Act, the idea that a vice president had any power at all to disregard certified electors that have been chosen and certified in other states, that's a fantasy. But here's what Nikki Haley said on Fox when she was asked about Pence's comments. Listen, clip one.
Well, you know, I think, look, Mike Pence is a good man. He's an honest man. I think he did what he thought was right on that day. But I will always say, I'm not a fan of Republicans going against Republicans, because the only ones that win when that happens are the Democrats and the media. And we have to keep our eyes on 2022. We've got to get the majority, got to get back in the House. We've got to get it in the Senate. We've got a lot of governor's races to win.
Okay, she's right about all of that for 2022, but if you allow this idea to stand that Mike Pence somehow betrayed the country and betrayed the cause and betrayed the party because he performed his constitutional duty, which is to listen to any objections to the choice of electors that had taken place already, and then to allow people to protest, to object. And he did. There were objections in Pennsylvania and Arizona. That's it. Because they couldn't get a single senator to be damn fool enough to object to that for any of the other states. They just had Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. Ted Cruz objecting to Arizona, I believe, and Josh Hawley objecting to Pennsylvania. And so then they send it to the House, and they send it to the Senate, and they vote on this, and it was a landslide. There wasn't anywhere close to getting the majority they would have needed to actually overturn or open up the question about certified electors. Why, again, are we still arguing about this? Because the reason that I'm still arguing about it is because it's terribly destructive if people end up believing stuff that they're sold by charlatans. For instance, there's still people out there who don't believe that we actually landed on the moon. There's still people out there who don't believe that not only that we didn't land on the moon, there are people out there who still believe President Bush committed 9/11. Or they still believe that basically the election was stolen. That's not helpful. Or that Obama was born in Kenya. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are piling up record debt. Figures from New York's Fed Reserve show consumer debt topped $15 trillion in 2021, A surge in home mortgages along with auto loans and credit card debt helped fuel the record $1 trillion jump from the previous year. House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
General Keith Kellogg is the only national security advisor to work side by side with both President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. He was their confidant as they made their most momentous decisions. No one knows better than he that the hysterical accusations of simply partisan detractors may be unconnected to reality. He's the author of a new book called War by Other Means. He's co-chairman of the Center for American Security and former national security advisor to Pence and Trump, a Fox News contributor as well. General Kellogg, great to speak with you again. Before we take a quick tour of the world and the dangers to the United States, having worked for both President Trump and Vice President Pence, have you taken any sides on the current disagreement between them as to whether or not a vice president can overturn an election?
Yeah, well, first of all, Michael, thanks for having me, and it's good to be with you again. Honestly, Michael, I'm a Trump guy. I've always been a Trump guy. And it's unfortunate what happened on the 6th of January. It was a day that, if you took that day out, every the other days were pretty good. Vice President Pence made a determination what he thought was the correct way to go. President Trump and I was in the room when he was getting some advice, good, bad, or indifferent. that could have pointed him a different way under the Electoral College Act, which a lot of people are now saying. In fact, Senator Manchin made the comment just the other day, you could drive a truck through that thing, on how the Electoral Act, College Act has been written and done. And that's the reason they're trying to tighten it up right now in the Senate going forward. But when it comes right down to both of them, you know, I've always been a guy with President Trump. I just wish it had worked out better and worked out. They worked out some issues beforehand before that day had occurred.
So this is a non-committal as to whether a vice president could have overturned the certification of the electors.
Well, Michael, I'm not a constitutional expert at all. But
okay,
the issue is. When I see people like Senator Manchin from West Virginia the other day in the process of rewriting or tidying up the Electoral College Act, that means there's got to be some gaps in there, that some questions were there. And there were people that advising the President of the United States that there were some gaps to do that, and the Vice President said no. You know, what I wish he had done, very honestly, was something that former Vice President Quayle had said he should do right away. He should have turned to the parliamentarian of the Senate and said, what are the rules? And I think the parliamentarian's only been overruled one time in the last 20 years going forward. And I said, that would have been finding out, okay, what does she say? What does she know? And she's supposed to be the expert in all these things. And instead of leaving it on them to what to go forward. And I think there's always, you know, if there's always loopholes in laws, you need to find out what they are and you close them to make sure there aren't any loopholes. And, you know, and the other thing, Mike, is I'll be very candid with you. I just wish people would get off this. Okay, done. 2020 is done.
Amen.
The President Joe Biden is the 46th President of the United States. Whether you like it or don't like it, agree with it or don't agree with it, let's move on to where we're at and going forward to 2022 and 2024. But we keep getting pulled into, you know, what we did in 2020. Look what happened in 2020. Look what happened in 2020. Guys, okay, time out, done. Let's go forward. And I don't think we're helped by the press either. When the press keeps going on doing, said, why don't you just turn to something that is really important, like in the United States? How about immigration? How about inflation? How about what's happening internationally? But we're not. We keep getting pulled into the past, and I think it's really, really unfortunate.
I do, too, and I hope you can convey that message to the 45th president the next time you talk to him. Let me ask you about this. Right now, there seems to be a consensus that we are on the verge of seeing a major war in Europe between Ukraine and the Russian Federation. Do you believe the consensus is right? Or are we looking at a very dire situation?
Yeah, look, we're not out of this yet. I think we are. I think the possibility of that happening is very, very real. And the reason I say we're not out of it yet, I think we may have been, everything was put on pause maybe for a short period of time when you had President Macron of France go to Moscow yesterday and then into Kiev today, and he's heading to Berlin after that. When he kind of tried to put a little bit of a damper on it, going forward, because I think really you're really looking at the potential of some type of military action. Look, the forces of the Russians have arrayed when you call what they call OB, order of battle. It's almost 70% of those forces in this military, and they're all the high end forces. They're all top flight forces, and they're arrayed significantly around Ukraine. Well, they're not there for an exercise. You know, when you do an exercise, you do it in a set area, and then you kind of go home afterwards. These forces are, when you look at them, cover the entire border of Belarus and Russia with Ukraine. So they're there for a reason, and that's intimidation. And I think Macron went there to try to tamp it down, and we'll see if that's, you know, if that works, because I think Macron's visit was the last great hope you have without some type of hostility going forward. Look, you know, Michael, I've always been a big believer when I was advising both the president and the vice president. I said, you've got to look through the enemy's eyes, too. I said, it's very important. If you don't look from where they're sitting at, then you can come up with some bad judgments. And you don't have to agree with it. You just have to know what they're thinking. I'm beginning to think that the Biden administration has not looked through Putin's eyes, what he's saying, and then react from that as well. Not necessarily accede to what he wants to do, but at least understand what's happening. And
well,
it's interesting to me.
General Kellogg, what do you believe is the situation through Putin's eyes?
Yeah, he thinks there's a real security issue on his border. And he goes back historically, right or wrong, back when Secretary of State Baker told Gorbachev after the reunification of the Germanies that there would be no more eastward expansion of NATO. Of course, a little bit later you have Poland, then you have the three Baltic countries as well. And he feels that we lied to him. I said, well, okay, well, he lied to us too. So he, and maybe that happened or maybe it didn't happen because there's a mixed bag on that. But his number one security concern is he does not want Ukraine to become a member of NATO because it's right on his border. And we could have finessed the heck out of that going, you know, during the process we were doing that. And I think you got to say, okay, this is his big issue. Why is it his big issue? He really does believe there's a security concern, and he does not believe the NATO charter, which says it's a defensive alliance. He looks at it, and he mentioned that yesterday when he said to Macron, no, NATO's not a defensive alliance. Why did NATO go to Afghanistan? You know, why did NATO go to Iraq and places like that? So he throws it right back on our face. And this is the dilemma national security guys have to go through is, okay, you know, you can, the options are pretty simple. You can say, I don't care what you say, we're going to war, go to war. Or you can try to, you know, cut the baby in half and say, where do we really want to go and secure ourselves? Where do we want to protect Ukraine as a sovereign nation and make sure that they're okay? And how do you go about doing that? And there are ways to do that. I think we squandered that opportunity.
Okay, when just a moment left to us, what's the main thing President Biden should do that he hasn't done?
The president?
Yeah.
Well, the president ought to get out of his own way. First of all, you don't ramp up the verbal pressures when you really are not the leader. The guy who's really leading this is Macron. And you make all he's talking about in sanctions is not solutions. You know, they're not going to fight. Russia's not going to fight NATO. It's a suicide mission. It's an extinction-level event. If Russia fights NATO, it simply is. And Putin knows that, and we should know it too. So instead of bulking up NATO, what we should have been saying is, okay, how do we solve this problem going, you know, and get ourselves out of this box out there? And there are ways we could have done it, but if that time has passed, because you want to protect the sovereignty. Pardon?
We're just about out of time. I just want to remind people, if they want to see more, checked out the new book, War by Other Means, by General Keith Kellogg. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. I wish you Godspeed, General, and thank you again for joining our show. We're honored to have you. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we are offering now more commentary, more interviews, more talk, more illumination and inspiration. Over 9,000 hours of this radio show going back more than 10 years. 9,000 hours. That's more time than anybody has, but you can get all of that to download on demand for free, plus streaming over 100 hours of history shows. It's actually close to 200 hours of history shows. And what does it cost? It costs 22 cents a day, and you can take that down and listen to it or take parts of it or see any of it. It's basically living history. You can pay a little, 22 cents a day. That's it. No entrance fee or anything like that. Just that 22 cents a day. Pay a little, learn a lot. Click on the banner on our website at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistoryshow.com. Right now, the history is being made. President Biden meeting with the German Chancellor, the new German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, and Chancellor Scholze, who was there in Washington, was asked a question later by Jake Tapper. But first, President Biden was asked, okay, if Russia invades, then what? Here's what the president had to say. Clip 9.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Okay, not a decisive answer. And then a question from Jake Tapper during an interview with Chancellor Scholze. This is clip 10.
How would President Biden stop the pipeline? Just by imposing severe sanctions? And why won't you explicitly say, Russia, if you invade Ukraine, we're canceling the pipeline?
We are doing much more as one step. And all the steps we will take, we will do together. As the president said, we are preparing for that. And you can understand, and you can be absolutely sure, that Germany will be together with all its allies, and especially the United States, that we take the same steps. There will be no differences in that situation. What we do today is giving this very strong answer to Russia, saying if you invade the Ukraine, this will have a very high price for you, which will have high impacts on your economy and the chances for your development. And we are ready to take steps that will have costs for us ourselves. Right. On the one hand. On the other hand, we are doing all the necessary things that we can do on the diplomatic channel, but not as an alternative. We do the two things as a two-way strategy.
Okay, what's interesting, of course, is you hear he speaks, obviously, very competent English. His English, it sounds a bit better than Angela Merkel. And at a moment like this, I think it's a moment to look back and appreciate some of the leadership that Chancellor Merkel provided for so many years, stabilizing leadership in the left, I think what's in the West. And she was not a left-winger. She represented the Christian Democratic Party, which was the long since the end of World War II has been the more conservative major party in Germany. There's a coalition government now, and Chancellor Schulze comes from the Socialist Party, which was the party of Willy Brandt, and more of the center-left in German politics. The idea that this situation is going to split the alliance, it appears that with what Macron is trying to do, which is trying to help demand put together a united response, you've got to appreciate that attempt. And this comes as in response to some of the challenges that developed during the Trump presidency. Trump didn't really want to be a leader of the European alliance. I mean, he was best known for pressuring the European countries like Germany that were not spending as much as they had agreed to spend on their own national defense. And Germany being the largest economy by far in Europe, that was a matter of some dispute. But the idea that Joe Biden has come forward as a replacement who is, as he promised he would be, a stalwart and clear-cut leader for the NATO alliance, that kind of went away during the disastrous and painful days of Afghanistan and our withdrawal from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, there continues to be all kinds of problematic indications at home and abroad about the solidity of American identity and American leadership generally. And it's extremely worrisome. I mean, it's extremely worrisome even without the ongoing problems in Ukraine and Taiwan, with a number of hostile powers, and I do think that China and Russia both count as hostile powers, as certainly does North Korea, as does Iran. Meanwhile, this came from Kathy. It's an email. She says, where you lose me every single time on the 2020 election, is the lack of recognition. The truckloads of pristine ballots showed up in the middle of the night when Trump was showing the lead. Never has an election stopped counting in the middle of the night. You're right. And magically, Biden is in the lead? These ballots did not have gold marks. Also, the counting machines are flawed. You are not even acknowledging this is a possibility whatsoever. Let me explain to you, Kathy, and it's really important that people remember this. This is not secret knowledge. This was not something that was kept hush-hush. When they were talking about watching the returns, there are at least a dozen commentators who said, look, be prepared. The returns are going to come in, and Trump is going to be in the lead immediately. Why? Because Trump had a higher percentage of his voters who actually came out and voted on Election Day. Those ballots get counted first. There's no idea that ballots showed up in the middle of the night from nowhere. They knew those ballots had been counted. One of the things that they do is they don't say, oh, well, here, we just found a bunch of ballots that didn't exist before. They were ballots that had come in but hadn't been counted because they were mail-in ballots, and the plan all along had been to go ahead and count them secondly. And it wasn't to surprise people. In other words, it's even there were Trump partisans who cautioned people, said don't get overconfident because we are going to have our ballots come in first. They also put a huge premium on getting people to show up on Election Day. And again, the idea that Trump was in the lead, and then he lost the lead, and then he continued to lose the lead as time went on. The ballots for the election of 2020 were recounted and recounted and recounted in so many states. And to believe that there was some kind of shenanigans going on, you'd have to believe that some 60 court cases are all fraudulent. And many of them, by the way, presided over by Trump-appointed judges. I do think it's time to give up on the election 2020 and focus on the election of 2022. It's going to be crucial, and it's coming up. And then, yes, we can talk about the election of 2024. We will be speaking with Governor Chris Christie and his response to passing events and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.